Good morning, I am Congressman Cool Rick. Here's what happened this week in Clash. We are in it, folks. Everyone's favorite time of the year, or season, I guess. Sneak peek number one dropped Friday, giving us our first look at the new hero machine. Unlockable at Builder Hall 8, the Battlecopter is a ranged air-based hero. Its Bomb Rush ability deals massive splash damage, but be careful using it as the hero will rush in and dive bomb its target, sacrificing its ranged advantage. You'll need to choose between the Battlecopter or Classic Builder Machine, as you can only use one at a time, but you will be allowed to switch for the second stage. We also got our first look at the new Auto Outpost building, which will function the same as the Builder Hall building, but just on the second stage of your base layout. Auto's Outpost is unlocked with the second stage at Builder Hall 6 and will release up to 5 zappies upon destruction. The full sneak peek is linked in the episode description and contains many other details such as how troops are reinforced between stages, all the new heroic troop abilities, and how your base's buildings will be divided when the update goes live. Sneak peek 2 was released this morning and gives us insight into how we'll earn loot and trophies in the new builder base. Attacking bases and earning stars will fill your builder gold and storages, but you'll also need to defend well as defense is the only way to earn builder elixir. Bonus loot, which will provide the bulk of our daily resources, will be earned by a star bonus similar to the home village. The amount of stars needed ranges from 7 to 12 and will change based on which of the new leagues you are placed in. You can always keep attacking after earning the daily star bonus, and now you will continue to earn loot while doing so. Trophies will not be reset with the update. You will be placed into a league at your current level when the update goes live. But speaking of new builder leagues, there are 12 of them, beginning at wood and working their way up to diamond. Lower leagues are subdivided into 5 levels, each of 100 trophies. Higher leagues are split 3 ways into levels of 200. Diamond League is the new Builder Hall Premier League and begins at 6,200 trophies, and just like Legends League, has no tiers. Also taking a cue from Legends League, the loot system is changing as well. Resources are no longer lost while defending, the builder gold we earn on offense is not taken from the defending enemy, and the elixir that a defender earns will not come from us. The number of attacks and defenses you take will stay equal, so if you need elixir, you have to attack on offense to be eligible to defend. Again, there are so many details that we don't have time to get into here. The full text and charts of both sneak peeks are linked in the episode description, and be sure to check Reddit bright and early tomorrow morning for the third sneak peek, which is all about Builder Hall 10. The mysterious Builder Base Bonanza event from May's calendar has started. It cuts the Builder Base daily attack timer and clock tower cooldown by nearly 2/3 down to 8 hours. Builder Base Bonanza ends early Monday morning, so take advantage now and finish any important upgrades or save up all the loot you can leading into the update. Do you have questions about the update? This Sunday at noon Eastern Time on the Reddit Talks Clash Discord stage, Community Manager Darian will join us live to answer those questions on Builder Base 2.0 and anything else you'd like to ask. Follow the link in the episode description to suggest questions on Reddit or join us live and ask him in chat during the broadcast. Click on the bell icon on the Discord event to mark that you're interested and you'll receive notifications when the podcast stage opens up. That's it for update news, now for esports. The second of 2 open qualifier rounds in the Rush Up Clans Golden Ticket Tournament begins this weekend. The 16 qualifying teams out of the open qualifiers will advance to a Swiss-style tournament round next weekend. For those unfamiliar, a Swiss-style tournament matches up teams based on record through advancing rounds. The first round, everyone starts at 0-0. Round 2 will pair all of the 1-0 teams with the other 1-0 teams, same for the 0-1 teams. Rounds proceed like that until 8 teams have racked up 3 wins each to advance to the final round, which will be a double elimination bracket at the end of the month. The winner there takes home $18,000 and, more importantly, a golden ticket to the World Finals in November, where they will meet Na'Vi and 6 other teams to be determined later this year. Mask Cock 1 and Clash Demo won Carbon Fin's Creative Master Series this morning. Be sure to check out his channel in the near future for recaps and highlights of that awesome event. Carbon also announced he'll be running another Creative Master Series, but not until 2024. If you haven't already, check the Events tab in-game today before the Dark Ages Royal Champion Challenge expires and claim your Builder Potion and 25 gems. It's super easy, you can spam your way to a 3-star without any kind of a plan at all. Just drop everything in the corner, quake open a path to the middle, and use the Warden Tome in the core. The Dark Ages scenery also leaves the shop soon, so grab it now or you'll have to wait a year until it's likely to return to the shop. If you are making a purchase this week, make sure to plug in a creator code before doing so. We of course want to support them as they give us all the nitty-gritty details during the sneak peeks this weekend. That wraps up the news from This Week in Clash. All relevant links are in the episode description, and you can listen to Reddit Talks Clash live this weekend on the r/ClashForClans Discord server. Opt into the RTC listener role to receive news and notifications on future episodes, and until we see you again, happy clashing.